Welcome to another Ag Legacy recording. Ag Legacy is a series of presentations and other online materials intended to assist rural families in creating their own legacy by beginning the thought process and opening the lines of communication. Today's recording will address the topic, Healing the Past, Why Forgiveness and Reconciliation Matter. I'm John Hewlett, Branch and Farm Management Extension Specialist in the University of Wyoming Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics. I will be your speaker for today's Ag Legacy presentation. Thank you for joining this discussion on forgiveness and reconciliation in an Ag Legacy. Have you ever had a conversation with a family member about the future of your farm that quickly turned into an argument? You're not alone. Many families struggle with this. Today, we'll explore how forgiveness and reconciliation can help you move forward together. When left unaddressed, conflict in a farm or ranch family can lead to damaged relationships, stalled business decisions, and even farm loss. But with the right tools, families can overcome past tensions and build a stronger future together. Throughout this presentation, we'll define forgiveness and reconciliation, explore their impact on family farm transitions, and share practical steps to help your family communicate more effectively. Let's look at the Miller family, an example of a real-world challenge that many farm families face. Bill, the aging patriarch, is ready to retire, but his children, Jake and Sarah, are locked in conflict over the future of the farm. Jake believes in modernizing the operation, while Sarah wants to maintain traditional methods. Their disagreements are fueled by years of unresolved tensions, turning every conversation into a battle. Bill is caught in the middle, worried that if they cannot find a way to work together, their family legacy may be lost. This story mirrors many real-life family farm disputes, and we'll explore ways they and others can move forward. Conflict in farm and ranch families often stems from differences in management approaches, financial priorities, and the vision for the future. However, these disputes frequently run deeper than business concerns. Personal history, unresolved childhood rivalries, and unspoken expectations can all contribute to tension. If these issues are not addressed, they can escalate into permanent divisions within the family, making cooperation impossible and threatening the business's viability. It is crucial to recognize and address these conflicts early to prevent long-term damage. Forgiveness is often misunderstood. It is not about forgetting or excusing harm. It's rather about choosing to let go of resentment, allowing you to move forward. Research shows that forgiveness improves mental well-being and strengthens relationships. When farm families embrace forgiveness, they create a better environment for decision-making and cooperation. Reconciliation differs from forgiveness in a key way. Now, while forgiveness is a personal decision, reconciliation is a mutual process that requires effort from all involved. It involves rebuilding trust, reestablishing communication, and working towards a shared future. In family farm transitions, reconciliation is often necessary to ensure successful cooperation between generations. Without it, resentment and distrust can lead to business failure and broken relationships. Forgiveness and reconciliation start with honest conversations. The first step is acknowledging past harm. This means recognizing your own emotions and listening to others without interrupting. Active listening ensures that every family member feels heard, which is essential for rebuilding trust. Setting clear expectations and boundaries can help prevent future conflicts. Most importantly, focus on moving forward rather than rehashing old grievances. When families commit to these steps, they create a foundation for better communication and a stronger business future. Structured family meetings are essential for keeping communication open and constructive. Without a designated time and space for discussion, emotions can spill over into everyday interactions, leading to unproductive arguments. These meetings should have a clear agenda that separates family issues from business decisions. Having ground rules, such as allowing each person to speak without interruption, helps ensure fairness and transparency. Over time, structured meetings build trust, reinforce respect, and allow families to make collective decisions more effectively. Structured meetings provide a space for open, respectful discussions. They help separate personal emotions from business decisions. And by setting an agenda and ground rules, families can keep discussions productive and fair. When discussing difficult topics, people naturally become defensive if they feel attacked. Shifting from blame-based statements to I statements helps lower defensiveness and opens the door to real conversations. For example, instead of saying, "You never listen to me," say instead, "I feel unheard when my opinions aren't considered." This approach lowers defensiveness and keeps conversations solution-focused. It keeps the discussion focused on feelings rather than personal attacks. This subtle shift creates an environment where solutions rather than conflicts are the focus. Family conflicts can quickly escalate, making it difficult for family members to resolve their differences alone. A neutral third-party mediator can bring a fresh perspective and help de-escalate emotional tension. Mediators guide discussions, keeping them solution-oriented rather than dwelling on past grievances. This can be particularly beneficial in farm succession planning, where financial and operational decisions must be made collectively. Mediation provides families with the tools to reach agreements that benefit both relationships and the business. A mediator can help families de-escalate tensions and focus on solutions. Mediation is especially helpful for complex succession planning and financial discussions. One of the biggest barriers to forgiveness is the fear of appearing weak or being taken advantage of. In reality, forgiveness is a strength. It requires emotional resilience and self-awareness. It's important to understand that forgiving someone does not mean excusing their actions or allowing the same behavior to continue. Instead, forgiveness allows you to focus on your own well-being and move forward. Healthy boundaries are key. Families can forgive while still setting limits that protect their relationships and business. By choosing forgiveness, families reduce stress, improve communication, and create a healthier future for their farm. Forgiveness is not a weakness. It's a strength. It allows people to move past resentment and make better business decisions. Boundaries play a key role in maintaining respect and clarity within a family business. A lack of boundaries can lead to conflicts over roles, responsibilities, and decision-making. However, setting up too many rigid barriers can prevent necessary communication and collaboration. Families should define clear roles, who is responsible for what, and ensure that personal and business boundaries are respected. The goal is to foster cooperation while allowing each member the space they need to function effectively. In complex family and business discussions, a professional facilitator can provide an unbiased perspective and keep conversations on track. Unlike a mediator who helps resolve conflicts, a facilitator ensures productive dialogue and decision-making. This can be especially important in farm succession planning, where emotions run high and financial stakes are significant. Facilitators help families establish fair agreements, clarify expectations, and preserve relationships while tackling difficult topics. Fairness in farm succession planning is a common concern, especially among siblings with different levels of involvement in the business. One of the biggest mistakes families make is assuming fairness means equal distribution. Instead, fairness should consider factors such as contributions, responsibilities, and long-term goals. Open discussions, legal planning tools like wills and trusts, and professional guidance can help families develop a plan that balances fairness with practicality. Addressing these concerns early prevents disputes later. Unresolved conflicts don't just affect relationships, they can also threaten the long-term success of the farm. Families that prioritize reconciliation build stronger communication, leading to better business decisions and a healthier working environment. Reconciliation doesn't mean agreeing on everything. It means finding ways to work together, despite differences. By making peace with the past and committing to open dialogue, farm families can create a stable and sustained operation that thrives for future generations. Financial disagreements are one of the biggest sources of tension in farm succession. In this case study, a family faced a common dilemma. One generation wanted to modernize operations, while the older generation prioritized financial security. Their discussions became heated and communication broke down. With the help of a financial advisor, they explored different options and developed a plan that allowed for gradual equipment upgrades while ensuring long-term financial stability. The key takeaway is that open, structured discussions and expert guidance can turn financial conflicts into collaborative solutions. Sibling conflicts in farm succession can be deeply rooted in past family dynamics. In this case, two siblings struggled with different visions for the farm. Their childhood rivalry made it difficult to collaborate. Tensions ran high until they committed to structured family meetings where they could express their concerns without interruptions. But over time, they realized they shared common goals and were able to divide responsibilities based on their strengths. The lesson here is that reconciliation is possible when families create a space for honest and respectful communication. Poor communication is a major obstacle in farm transitions. This case study highlights a family that struggled with misunderstandings and resentment. Their breakthrough came when they started holding structured meetings with set agendas, allowing them to discuss business and family matters separately. Ground rules, such as letting each person speak without interruption, created a more respectful atmosphere, and over time, they built stronger communication habits, reduced conflicts, and made decisions more efficiently. The key takeaway is that structured meetings create predictability, fairness, and clarity. When family members have strong, conflicting opinions, it can be nearly impossible to move forward. This story highlights how a mediator helped a father and daughter resolve deep-seated disagreements. Their inability to compromise was delaying essential succession decisions, risking the farm's future. The mediator helped them move past personal frustrations and focus on their shared goal, preserving the family farm. Through guided discussions, they developed a succession plan that worked for both generations. The takeaway? Mediation can be a game changer when emotions prevent productive discussions from taking place. Generational conflicts in farming often stem from differing priorities. Younger farmers may push for new technology and sustainability efforts, while older generations prioritize experience and established practices. This case study illustrates how a young farmer and his parents found a middle ground by focusing on shared decision-making. Instead of dismissing each other's views, they worked together to create a balanced approach, integrating innovation while respecting tradition. The key lesson is that embracing generational differences as strengths rather than obstacles leads to a more successful transition. Forgiveness and reconciliation require effort, but they are essential for farm families hoping to transition their business successfully. By prioritizing open communication, setting boundaries, and engaging in meaningful conversations, families can prevent conflict from destroying their legacy. The best time to start is now, before tensions reach a breaking point. Taking the first step today can mean a stronger family and thriving business for generations to come. Think of one small step that you can take. Maybe it's reaching out to a family member, scheduling a structured meeting, or simply listening with an open mind. Every successful farm transition starts with a conversation. Forgiveness and reconciliation aren't about fixing everything overnight. They're about choosing to move forward, one step at a time. The sooner families take action, the greater the opportunity to create a legacy of trust, cooperation, and success. If you found this presentation helpful, we also recommend that you check out the newsletter on the same topic. You can find it on our website at aglegacy.org. And while you're there, be sure to check out our other materials, including modules, newsletters, and additional materials to help you in creating your own ag legacy. And thank you for tuning in.